So,
guys, more
Some things
happen.
Yeah, such things happen. So, I think. So, you're gonna edit that?
Probably.
I'm sure he's gonna edit. It's not like he's gonna post it now.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back again to another episode of the What Does It Take podcast. Today I have a special guest, the lady who owns my favorite space in Mamelodi at the moment, which is Moe's Coffee Shop. Hey, sister, please reintroduce yourself.
Hi guys, I'm Naswongile Patricia Mbatsane Rakhajani, aka Moe's, and I'm the owner of Moe's.
Yeah, you seem agitated though. Relax.
I'm not agitated. I'm just a bit nervous, but I think as we continue, I'll be settled.
Okay, so with regards to the coffee shop, let's just get into the thick of things. What made you start it?
What made me start a coffee shop?
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of things, eh?
Mm-hmm.
So the coffee shop was in my grand plan of life,
yeah.
But I didn't think it would happen. Like at that time it happened. So why I started it is I always struggle to go to a place where I fit in.
Mm.
I struggle to go to a place where there's no loud music and you can actually chill and read a book. So I decided, because I can't find that place and I'm sure there's other people around me who have the same problem, I started it. I just started.
So some be the change you want to see.
Yeah, you know, those quotes, those nice quotes.
Okay,
yeah.
Now, or a grand plan.
Yeah.
Right? For how long have you, has it been in the grand plan? And then?
So, I've always wanted to own like a bakery / coffee shop, ne?
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't know how that's going to happen. So I started baking at the age of 12.
Mm-hmm.
So from that age, I knew exactly what I wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, though there's like pitfalls and challenges for me to get where I am. So I had to take the long routes.
So can I ask how old are you now?
26.
We have leaders in this country, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, thank you for the compliment.
So, yeah, okay, now. So, how long did it then take you from the conception of, okay, now I have this dream and I'm actually going to work on it and convert it into an actual business?
So, I think with me, it started with a hobby.
Uh-huh.
And then a hobby turned passion. And mm-hmm. then I decided to make the passion. I decided that the passion has to make money for me.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I decided that this thing must materialize the day I left my job.
Oh.
So one day I woke up during the night and I told my husband I'm quitting.
Mm-hmm.
And he thought I was joking. And then I sent my manager a resignation email. Mm-hmm. And I CC'd him.
You're happy?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I left.
And that's when it became
Yeah, and when I left, mm-hmm. I didn't think there would be a coffee shop because I left to bake, go bake room.
Mm-hmm.
So I left to bake like in a very small space. And then that's where I used to bake cakes and all that. So the coffee shop only came 2 years later.
Mm.
Yeah.
So it was Spana?
Microsoft.
Okay. And what made you leave Microsoft of all places?
That's one question I get like every day of my life.
Uh-huh.
So what made me leave Bill Gates? What made me leave like one of the best companies in the world?
Mm-hmm.
It's actually ranked one of the best companies to work for in the world.
Mm-hmm.
So every time I meet my ex-manager,
yeah.
She'd remind me, like, sort of this thing, I'm like, how did Solina and I already left? But I like telling people, like, the genie at Microsoft, and with me telling them the genie, maybe it would make them understand, but I took a very huge risk.
Yeah.
So what happened is I used to work for KPMG as an IT auditor.
Mm.
So I used to audit the government department.
Mm-hmm.
I worked there for 12 months. In that 12 months, nigga baker still.
Mm-hmm.
But I hated my job. Like, I hated wearing suit. I hated wearing Dubai bye. I hated Orhegeta and Abo Department of Labor. Everybody just hides papers and all these things. Like, I hated my job.
Mm-hmm.
I left KPMG to go to Microsoft. But getting to Microsoft, I actually declined Microsoft the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And then they only got me the second time.
Oh, 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 oh,
and then
oh, oh,
for them to get me the second time, they had to get some nice HR what to call me.
You were headhunted.
Not really headhunted. Because I don't want to say headhunted. But what happened, Kile interviewed the first time.
Mm.
When they gave me the offer, I said no. Akinya, because I believe I'm not worth that.
Shana, who's that guy who turned down the Gupta money?
Jonas. And then they came back the second time, but if you sign this contract, we're gonna give you 50,000 now, just for signing the contract. Then I signed the contract. So 12 months KPMG, Kifetzika December, then I started working for Microsoft ka January, the following year. So they gave me 50,000, they gave me petrol, paid for, they gave me a cell phone, paid
so
for.
You had benefits, basically.
My lunch was paid for, my medical aid was paid for.
And some of us don't have those benefits where we are today.
They even gave me Microsoft shares, like I had a few, like 20 Microsoft shares. So I had all of it. First month, I sold them because they were expensive to keep. That's the thing. Like the tax on them is actually higher than what you have. And then I started traveling a month after Kelco Microsoft. So I globetrotted my way for Microsoft, and then after, you know, the money out habisa for that few months, but after that I had that the urge to do my own thing. So still Nekesa Bake, I remember there was one time I landed from Amsterdam, then I had a cake to deliver. So it was I landed on Friday and on Saturday I had a cake to deliver. So how I juggled everything was my husband knows how to bake because I taught him. So Nekemufone lagare. So we used to chat via Skype, link, Microsoft. Then come with instructions, okay, we have a cake, bake these sponges for me. Then at night, I just decorate, cover, and all that. So I was always tired. So the one day I decided, now I have to choose either Kiri Keke or Kiri Microsoft. Because each and every client in the Gagoyana for Microsoft, they knew I bake cakes. So they were actually my customers. So I was double standards. So I had to decide on my own. I had a lot of people bang advice. I don't know, but save anyana or you know, like that has already stick it out for like a few. I left. But when I left at the end of the financial year.
After how many years were you working?
I was there for 1 year, 6 months. But I made the most money there. Like my whole life. So what happened, I had a budget, they are 1 year, 6 months in. They said I need to make them 200 million. So Mero is every dollars, even your salary was in dollars. Just that when they deposit it, then they have to convert. So they told me I have to make them 20 million US dollars, of which there was about over 200 million. When I left, I made that budget. So people think I left because I didn't meet budget, but I actually made
the target.
And my friend colleague at the time, after I left, Bamufile my position. And she actually ate the fruits of the selling that I made. So whatever I left, 2 years down the line, so me now, if I say I want a job, it would be easy for me to get a job. Because I was very strategic. I made sure when I leave, I better leave like a high note. So that's how it happened. And then I decided one day,
okay, Dad, you said so much I want to touch right now, but then now I'd like to take it back to the business.
Okay.
How would you say that starting a coffee shop has changed you as a person or outlooks, blah, blah, blah?
I think more than anything, it has tested my character. It has tested my patience in many ways that I thought it couldn't. Let me not say starting a coffee shop, but starting a business, you must have heart. You must have heart. I'm the first person here, I'm the last person to leave. You need to make targets. Like a coffee shop locationing, the adoption rate is not as much as if it was Co-Brooklyn or Mainland. So it's one day at a time. So every day it's like, at least if there's one person who came, it's fine. So adoption rate, I was not the most patient person, but this thing is just testing my patience.
And biggest challenges so far?
HR, cash flow, marketing.
HR, cash flow,
marketing. Those are the biggest.
And backstory?
Backstory is marketing. In order to do a business qualification, then you have to be a people's person. They have to see you go to events, they have to see you go to gathering. Like, I feel people buy from people. So if I say, oh, it's a podcast, the next time I want the podcast made, because I'm constantly in your face, like you're constantly there, then go, oh, Marco, that's what's a podcast. But with me, I'm an introvert. Like, people don't even know who owns this. So they'll hear the podcast, but I'm 90% sure most of them will not put a name to the face. So everyone has got this vague idea. Oh, like a mama, but they know the name, but because I'm an introvert, so marketing is, I have to take the formal route in terms of website, social media, but Elia people to people, like events and all that. Like, I'm very bad. Yeah, and Kokasi, if you do that, you are sure to prosper. So I'm trying to get out of my shell. Cash flow, in a sense, sorry, cash flow is a blood line in your business. When I started this business 2 years after leaving Microsoft, I only had R1,000 in my bank account.
$1,000?
Yeah, $1,000.
Okay.
That's all I had. That was nothing. So how this place got up and running is, I sold some assets, all of those things. I sold everything and I raised money, but it was still not enough. And then what happened is, like, ne kono raise chelete pende, but kesa afoti the labor yar mo tapende. So ke phone la Khotatso. Khotatso, can you please come and help me paint? If Khotatso says no, then Khotatso must give me money. So you must give me money so that I can like pay somebody or catch a letter how I'll do the painting. Okay, we pay, like, most of the things I was actually hands on. And then that's how it happened. Like, if you can't do it, then give me something. Like, there's a guy, Andile, he helped me a lot. I remember there was a place that are like the toilet. Then he actually asked for his friend to donate cement. Like, just a bit of cement, a plastic, like, ice cream container. So that's how it happened. Like, the palette, I got my sister to ask a guy in America, Samka, or Baron Teteri palette, because there was no funeral, right? So we couldn't get palettes. Because the furniture is made out of palettes. So everything, mele, cut and paste, yeah, mola. Most of the things are actually things from my house. Like that guy there, Mr. Chef, was a birthday. Yeah, so it's an Italian chef with a menu board. My sister bought me that cabaret there. And then I took it and I brought it here. At the back where people don't see where we bake, most of the things I used to use on Kunyak. So I tell people I put my soul, my heart and soul into it. I took everything.
So basically that's how you start a coffee shop.
You must just have heart.
Use everything at your disposal, use all your friends.
All your friends. Most of the time family doesn't understand what you're trying to do. Because family, especially when they know Rotakai, Roberakai, just to say, man, Roberakai, like when you want something, like, kopala 100 rand. Can we not go there and just give me 100 rand? So it went down to that. Like, it went down to me starting my finances. So that's how you start a coffee shop.
Okay. But
it's like a sensitive issue. So, not that, like every year, that's an amella, but we don't want to work. Like, we don't. So, I give people an example. Like, now to this day, I'll wear a suit and I'll stand there and cook and sell scones. Because at 9, they can meet me somewhere. Or I'll just dress up, came more like a cake, and sell it. Because I believe each and every job is a it's a profession. So we've got this thing already. The cook, I'm too cool to sell the cook. I'm too cool to be working for a black person. Now everybody who's worked here, the first few weeks they're fine. Then after that, Tibanyan's black person, she's even 26. So you can't tell them anything. Like the attitude, the laziness, like, no. Like, I can't.
Okay, so to summarize your point, because you've had a lot of interruptions for this segment.
Yeah, for this segment.
AIHR, you're basically getting people who are willing to work with you. And it's a big challenge.
It's a big challenge. And I've even, it's like a mini study, and I've asked people, like the businesses here, what their experience is. And most of them actually hire foreigners, because they've had it. Like, they have had it. And I'm like, I might as well follow suit.
Okay, you've heard it here first, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a myth, it's not a generalization. Businesses actually prefer hiring foreigners because, as employees. Okay, so what is my next question?
Cash flow.
Cash flow. Yeah. Oh yeah, cash flow, yes.
Like, cash flow is just a beast.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if you don't know how to manage the money that comes in and the money that goes out, mm-hmm. you are dead.
Mm-hmm.
And I was struggling with that ever since Ken Nale coffee shop. Because
mm-hmm.
with the cakes, nearly easy.
Mm-hmm.
Cake, I'll get 5,000. Or 5,000.
Mm-hmm.
Perfect. Mm-hmm. But here, again, smoothie, you just pour a little and... So, managing the money that comes in
mm-hmm.
and the money that goes out is a serious challenge. Because
mm-hmm.
I see, it's not like where I can use a pen where I can track 300.
Mm-hmm.
Like, we even have something called the Ranta. We have a till, that's fine, that helps, but it's just a challenge that to make it from us.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So any tricks you've developed cash flow to then say, okay, to make sure that cash is flowing how it should flow, I'm going to need to do this?
No. Because number one, you need a bank account,
mm-hmm.
a business bank account. And it's super expensive.
A business bank account?
Yes. Okay. So you end up not having one like myself.
Mm-hmm.
I think because my marketing is not right for the coffee shop,
mm-hmm.
so I'm not meeting my target month on month.
Mm-hmm.
So some months yes, some months no.
Mm-hmm.
Rent in a township is very expensive.
Wow, that's the first of all.
I'm serious.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you're looking at paying, like I pay $8,000
mm-hmm.
for this shop.
Wow.
Yes.
Yeah.
So
now targets are like a little.
Yes, because for me to have this shop up and running every month,
mm-hmm.
I need about like 60K.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, nah.
To do everything and the salaries and everything. So cash flow is a beast.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still looking for that person who's mastered it.
Mm-hmm.
But other people are saying I'm being too hard on myself because the coffee shop has been running for like 7 months.
Mm-hmm. Since May.
Yeah, May.
Uh-huh.
So yeah, I'm giving it like a year and see how it goes. Maybe mm-hmm. after that I'll have...
Be meeting all those targets.
Yeah, like, and tips on how to do it.
Mm.
And tips on how to do
okay,
it.
So if you guys are listening out there and you have any tips, leave a comment. Check on Facebook, check on Twitter.
Instagram. I just go to Twitter to follow the hashtags and things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
So what we got?
Facebook, Gimos, the page.
Mm.
And then my personal one, Swangile Momo Mazandahela. So I'll send it to you and you'll like broadcast it to everybody else.
Because
mm-hmm. it's a flippin' long as one.
Yeah.
Okay.
So just to break it down, you want to take a break?
No, it's fine.
Okay. So now, funniest thing that has happened, darkest thing that has happened, or what are these two?
Funniest thing? The funniest thing that still does happen is people assume this thing is owned by an old guy, tycoon somewhere.
Well, because the woman already has more businesses.
And the other funny thing, yesterday, a customer came, one phone, and it was the first time I can't show my guy, I can't know, like, look, Odin, there's a boarding with the moves. I don't know, I can't know, I'm not sure I'm a whole, I'm expecting to have. So that's the other thing.
Mm-hmm.
The darkest thing was having to fire 5 people at the same time.
What? 5?
Yeah.
When was it?
In May, the first month of
May. What? The autumn of Eleanor go and What happened behind that?
Because they were wasting stuff and things happened and I just couldn't take it anymore. Like, firing a person is one of the hardest things,
mm-hmm.
but sometimes it just has to be done.
Yeah, no, I believe you with that statement because you're both of it. Well, firing people where you work is harder because of all these rules and stuff like that. So they barely ever fire anyone. Nice to do so.
So with me, they were still on probation, so I was like,
mm-hmm.
I can't. Even the attitude, you know, they give you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, there's just no work ethic whatsoever.
Mm-hmm. I permit respect on that. People I respect the most are people who break up relationships. Obviously, people who fire people.
That's
bad for business.
That's
so.
Like one of the hardest things. But it had to, so that's the darkest thing.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay. Second darkest, I think this is getting good.
So, the other dark thing, I think I went into a semi-depression.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah, sometime.
For
like 2 weeks.
And what brought you out of it?
I think support from friends and family.
Oh, okay. And what are you doing so that you don't end up there again?
I laugh at myself and think, oh, you're so stupid. Sorry, I know other people will frown upon that, but that's how I am. I'll actually look at a thing and say, I'll even do that about like the people, like my mom and friends. I'm like, oh, okay. That's me. That's how I deal with things. But I think, because I think then, even like, the strain of having to open the coffee shop, because when I got this shop, it was in March, but I only started renovating in April. So I only had like 5 weeks from the time I got this shop to opening.
But you self-imposed that deadline on yourself.
I did, and that's how I am.
Oh.
I perform best under pressure.
Oh, okay.
Like when I don't have pressure, I almost take a chill pill. So that, and then I guess like you can never be prepared enough. So yeah, you know this, I'm gonna get there and some of that. But companies don't work kind of how. So that's what I thought, but don't for what I want when I want it. So yeah.
Okay.
That's what happened. Then after that, my body took strain and all this, yeah, but it's fine.
So now, I'm missing you, like, came on support, sticks my booze.
Yeah.
So,
I'm gonna burn out.
Congratulations on the coffee shop. Wonderful story, by the way. I don't know, maybe like 6 months when another,
okay,
in a year. I personally hope to see more people starting business. Or I actually know someone who wants to start a bakery. But yeah, now also very soon to take white collar employment, assuming that in the not as well as body, more and more thing, and just follow the passion. No matter how.
Can I tell you a secret? I never advise anyone to leave their job.
You don't advise anyone.
I don't
to leave their
advise
job.
People to be entrepreneurs and start businesses.
You don't advise no one
no.
to be an entrepreneur.
No.
No. No, it's too stressful.
If you're an entrepreneur, you'll go against my advice and take it.
Okay.
But it's too, if you don't have heart, you're gonna die.
Yeah.
You'll overdose on everything.
Amen. Hallelujah. Personally, I agree with that statement. Not everyone is an entrepreneur. But if you just need that extra push, do it and do it now.
Yeah. So just prove me wrong and just do it.
Yeah.
But for me,
what is the best way to write a resignation letter?
For me, meet your targets and then resign after that.
Oh.
So don't resign when I'll bossal nali beef. Because don't burn your bridges. You never know when you might want to cross over again.
Oh.
Yeah. So I'm giving myself until 30 years. So if it doesn't work at 30, then I feel I've done myself justice.
Yeah, okay, so Kabona, small space in Hokkaid, really book, so what's the story behind that?
So, books are me. I love reading.
Yeah.
If I could, I'd just read my whole life. If I could make a career out of it.
Yeah.
I love books. And if you notice, it's ethical.
Thank you.
It's ethical. It's African prints. I love nature. Like, I love going for walks. I love appreciating nature. The way I love nature, I love walking barefoot. You see, I can't walk barefoot every day.
Oh.
But when I'm at home, I'm barefoot like 99% of the time.
Yeah.
I just love walking. I love the feeling of hata green, on a green. Yeah. So I love nature, hence come with earthy colors.
Yeah.
I love cooking, hence you'll see the
cooking
and baking. So I put that there because it's a part of who I am.
Mm-hmm.
I have portraits like this one. So.
But what about when you get
my face? Oh yeah, get my face. So I have pictures of people who've worked here before, but I have a picture of my husband and I, because he's like, he fuels me, he's like ke petrol yaka, and everything that's here is just an element of who I am.
Yeah.
Everything that's in here was made from scratch, except for the coffee machine, of course, but the couches, everything, the pillows, they were actually made from scratch. It was once cloth that was... Yeah, so we didn't buy most of the things. The books on the bookshelf, actually that's for a book exchange. So we don't read as blacks. Not that I am generalizing, but statistically blacks don't read. So it's an exchange program. So you can bring a book for a book. Hopefully if budget allows this year, we'll have strictly African authors there. Hopefully, but yeah. It's gotta be a book. It's been a book for a book. So now I love reading. I write poetry. I haven't written in like months, but I have like a collection of things that I've written.
Why have you not performed at any of the shows?
You know, I feel poetry, ne? It's you can't just do it. You have to, like, it's another world altogether. Like right now, ugas no emela. Like, I feel like I've had a writer's block for like months now. So I just, I'm not ready. Let me crawl out of my shell. But I have a whole collection of short and long things that I've written.
Just the backstory, we've been having a couple of poetry sessions on a monthly basis at this coffee shop and conversations and blah blah blah. And yeah, she was very accommodating, and even some of the artworks is from the show we had.
Yeah, the visual
the
arts.
Yellow person with the afro in yeah. the background.
Even those illustrations.
So yeah, come through, guys. Yeah, just see the space, see the book exchange, bring a book and leave with a book. Let them wrap up the next week Monday. Momo on Facebook, Spongile.
Momo Mbatan. So as soon as they type in Spongile Momo, they'll get something.
And then, yeah, so I'll leave this thing on the Facebook page and the What Does It Take Facebook page on the website, blah dee dee blah dee dee blah. And yeah, what else? Come back next week again. We're going back to the business with another episode. I get to what we're going to talk about, but it will be nice. So yeah, peace out.
Okay, thank you.